And you know John Vickers? Mm. Well, he's the most famous tenor in the world today. And he's married to Hetty Outerbridge. And Mrs. Outerbridge was a Martin. They were of the Lewis families. They were the descendants of the Lewis, Hetty Outerbridge. Mm. And, of course, Outerbridge is from Bermuda. They were English. Mm. But there's John Vickers and, look, I could just mention lawyers and judges.
I'll try and get a copy of the book and look through it.
Pardon?
I'll try and get a copy of the book and look through it.
If you can. Yeah. Ab Wiles may have it. But there are the, in some place, there are the names of all these people who came. There were McDonalds, McLeods, Martins, Lord of McDonalds, McLeans, so on. I wish I could find where that is. I know Mary Dawny McDonald has it. No, they were over in Edinburgh about a month ago to that gathering of the clans. And, you know, isn't it funny, they've carried some of the... That Glencoe will never die. You know, the massacre of Glencoe, they'll never forget it. Never. And even just at this thing in Edinburgh this summer, they said there was one thing wrong with it. The Campbell clan had their booths back-to-back with the McDonald's. And the McDonald's said the easier to stick a dirk in their back. But, you know, that's 400 years old. But still, I don't think it'll ever die down.
What do you know about the schools and churches when they built them here? Were they all in Gaelic, too, when they started here?
Oh, no. Mm. No. They were all English. When they started the schools, no, they were in English all. Because they had to do all their business in English. And they hired teachers. Although they couldn't pay them much, they boarded with them. They lived with the people. Maybe they were getting $200 a year or something like that. But they lived with the parents. 6 months here and 3 months there, you know. And they hired teachers. Now, I must say that some of them came from Cape Breton. Because Cape Breton had been settled before, and they had good schools and had secondary schools. So one of the first teachers, I guess, one of the early ones, was Malcolm McLennan from Cape Breton. He was the founder of the village of Ripley. He was the founder of the village and the first postmaster. What else was he? Oh, he was the one that he was a great, clever developer too, Malcolm McLennan. Some of his descendants are here yet. And but the ministers would come from Cape Breton and Nova Scotia or somewhere, or the old country. A lot of them came from the old country.
Didn't they have church services in Gaelic as well as English?
Oh yes, when I was little, the service in the morning was in Gaelic. And then at 1 o'clock, 1:30, it was English. And again in the evening it was English. But the only Gaelic one was in the morning. And this minister here, I think his picture's here, D.A. McLean, he preached Gaelic and English. These men were educated. They weren't like our United Church ministers today.
What did your family speak at home then?
My family.
Did they speak Gaelic?
No.
They all spoke English.
English. My grandparents, I don't think my little grandmother Murray, never tried to learn English too much. She spoke in Gaelic. But my mother's people were born here, you see. So they spoke English. And but it was very difficult to learn another language. And, you know, they... But when they did learn it, it was right. I mean, it had to be perfect. Now that the more particular than we are, you know, the difference between shall and will, they never made a mistake about that. They never said, I will, when they should say, I shall go. And I don't know why, they were very careful about that. Although sometimes things came out awfully funny, you know, half and half. But they made themselves understood.